out in the yard, in the garden, in the pasture, many of us use sprayers. We're talking with Johnny Barnes of the DeKalb County UT Extension Service about how to take care of those sprayers and particularly how to clean them out. Johnny, what's the first step?
The first step in any cleaning of a chemical is always consult the label of that chemical, as well as the instruction manual for the sprayer itself, whether this be a hand sprayer, backpack sprayer, or a tank sprayer on a tractor. Always pay attention to what the label indicates as your instructions, as well as the manual that comes with your apparatus.
Why do we clean it?
We clean it to, first off, lengthen the life of your sprayer. As anyone who's been in gardening or crop production or pasture production very long, you will understand that the cost of these sprayers can reach a significant amount of money. So we want to prevent buildup and ensure that these sprayers last as long as possible. Also, this will help to reduce spraying the wrong chemical on the wrong crop.
What do we use to help keep them clean or to get them clean?
One way that you can clean your tank is to use a tank cleaner or other cleaning agents, which can help to break down and remove residues from your sprayer. This is especially important when you're switching between different chemicals.
How do we do that?
A good cleaning program will include rinsing, decontaminating, and draining the complete setup. So this would mean that you rinse with water, decontaminate with a cleaning agent, and drain your apparatus when you're finished.
But if you have a herbicide in there, when you start cleaning it out, you're going to have some of that herbicide in there. Where would be the best place to clean these out?
That's a very good question. Always rinse the equipment at your application site. This will help to ensure that what you have left over as your rinsate to spray can be still used on the application site you were intending to spray anyways. Flushing your sprayer 3 times, or what we would refer to as triple rinsing, is a good guideline to follow to ensure the majority of the residual chemical is removed. This is always a good suggestion, especially for chemicals or sprayers that may not give clear indications of how to clean out the sprayer.
Thanks, Johnny. Johnny Barnes from the DeKalb County UT Extension Service.